squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Final day of Class 1A D2 state basketball here from Great Bend. Jared Sleppy with you as the Axel Eagles are set to take on Coldwater South Central, the Timberwolves, here in the third place game. Getting you caught up on what you've missed from this week so far. So Axel opened up with a victory over Buckland, 59-44 in the quarterfinal game. And in that one, it was 13 points apiece for Grady Bussing and Isaac Detweiler. Bussing did a fantastic job in the paint. He's very consistent all night long. And Isaac Detweiler was forced to go to his left the entire night by the 1-3-1 Red Aces defense. And he was able to drive in the paint, get some nice passes, and score inside, as well as he was 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals away from a quadruple double. But as for yesterday, they came up short against a white-hot Lebo team. They were unbelievable shooting. It was 32 points for Landon Grimmett. He had 19 in the first half with 3 threes. He was, virtually unstoppable. No matter what Axel threw at him, he was able to make shots regardless. He was 9 for 13 from the floor, 5 of 7 from beyond the arc, 5 of 6 in the first half, and 9 for 11 from the free throw line, again with those 32 points. And 13 points as well for Zach Oswald, the forward for the Wolves. He was 4 of 7 shooting, 5 of 6 from the free throw line with 7 rebounds. Wasn't much they could do to stop him either. Him and Austin Bailey, both big, broad fellas, and they were able to do whatever they wanted against this Axel defense that just didn't quite have enough to get the win. Isaac Detweiler had another 13-point game last night. He had 9 rebounds. He was 5 for 10 shooting, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. And Brandon Schmelsley had 12 points. He was 5 of 11 shooting and 8 points apiece for Colin Shaughnessy and Landon Schmidt. So this is an Axel team that its title run has come to a close. They won't be able to win a state title this year, but I tell you what, only graduating one, with that of course being Isaac Detweiler, and getting the rest of your team back next year, this team should hopefully be right back here competing for another state title, and that is the goal for them next season. So the championship game is between Greeley County and Lebo. That's going to be at 6:15 this evening, with South Central and Axel competing in the third-place game. South Central is the 5 seed in the tournament. Axel, as mentioned, is the 2 seed. So Axel is 21-5 on the season. Now it's for South Central. They are 18-8. Let's step aside for 3 minutes. Come back here with your starters here on 92.1 KMZA.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things.
Well, snap out of it!
There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
FM KMZA.
Axel about to take on South Central here from Great Bend on the campus of Barton Community College. Third place game, Class Boys 182 state tournament. Is Axel falling short yesterday to Lebo 68-52, and South Central falling short against Greeley County 61-44. Let's take a look at how things have unfolded for the Timberwolves in the tournament. So it started off with a win in the quarterfinal round against Stafford. 61-47 was the final, as they got the quote-unquote upset as the 5 seed. And in that one, it was Jack Hurd, number 24 for the Timberwolves, getting 18 points and 7 rebounds. He was 7 of 9 shooting and 4 of 4 from the free throw line in the win. 14 points for Heath Howell as well. He was 6 of 9 shooting with 9 boards and 12 for Gavin Ewell. He was 4 of 6 for the evening. They shot 59% as a team, and actually they only attempted 4 three-pointers in that game. But they hit a brick wall last night against Greeley County of Tribune, and in that game, Jack Hurd was held to just 7 points, and Jamie Sarmiento had 14 points. He led the way for the Timberwolves and 12 points for Gavin Ewell. Sarmiento was 6 of 12 shooting, and Ewell was 3 of 6. And also in that game, 21 turnovers for South Central and only 12 in their win. So this was a rough one all around. They didn't shoot nearly as well. They shot just 42% from the floor, and they turned the ball over a lot in that loss. Let's go ahead and take a look at our starters here this afternoon. First off for the Timberwolves from South Central. Number 1, a 5'7 sophomore, Jamie Sarmiento. Number 12, a 5'7 sophomore, JT Cruz. Number 24, a 5'10 freshman, Jack Hurd. Number 32, a 6-foot junior, Gavin Ewell. And number 33, a 6'5 junior, Heath Howell. And for the Axel Eagles, number 4, a 6'2 junior, Grady Bussing. Number 10, a 6-foot sophomore, Eli Brockstrom. Number 12, a 5'11 senior, Isaac Detweiler. Number 23, a 5'10 freshman, Colin Shaughnessy. And number 25, a 6'2 sophomore, Brandon Schmelsley. So the Eagles are trying to finish things off on the right foot to take home some hardware. They're actually going to be the visitors, I believe, on the scoreboard, even though they're the better seed, as they're wearing their blue on blues. South Central will be wearing their white on whites. Secondary color for the Timberwolves is green, as Axel has the white letters and numbers. Step aside for 30 seconds, and we'll come back with tip-off. You're listening to Substate Basketball here on 92.1 KMZA.
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for 3 generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People you can count on. Bruna Implement Company.
Kansaland Radio.
Axel in South Central about to get things underway. Axel having to travel a lot further, and they bring a lot better crowd actually here in this third place game. Their side almost completely full. South Central has some empty seats sparse throughout. Also, the student section a lot more full as well for the Eagles in the blue and red. And quite a few, got to visit with them quite a bit in the hotel that I stayed in, and they are just such a lovely bunch. They love to have some fun during these trips. Got to watch the K-State game together on Thursday, although it didn't go the Cats' way. We still had a lot of fun just having some time together and talking about the Eagles and what a special year it's been for them. They'll look to finish off, as mentioned, on a high note with the win here against South Central. See if they can do it. It'll be the 6'5 junior Heath Howell tipping for the Timberwolves, and Brennan Schmelzley, the 6'2 sophomore, tipping it for the Axel Eagles. Axel 21-5 after the loss last night, and South Central is 18-8 after their loss. Both getting wins in the quarterfinal round, falling yesterday and trying to finish off a win here today. By the way, the Buckland Red Aces were victors in the girls' third place game. There's tip off, and we are underway with South Central winning the tip. Cruz brings it up, going to the near side, gives it up to Gavin Yule. Stops far side elbow, passes out of bounds as he tries to get it out to Cruz once again, and he threw it into the little trash can next to the scorer's table. So turnover forced by Axel to start things out. Detweiler from the top of the key, nice crossover dribble. Steps back, drives left side, falling away, shot no good, and a rebound secured by the Timberwolves. Sarmiento will bring it up the far side. Into the corner, jab step for Hurd. He'll go middle, stops far side elbow, looking for some help. The freshman in trouble, gives it backwards. To Sarmiento, mid-range jumper no good, 14 feet, offensive rebound for the freshman, and a travel is called. It'll be Axel basketball. As mentioned, Jack Hurd had an incredible game in their quarterfinal win against Stafford. He had 18 points, 7 of 9 shooting with 7 rebounds. Schmelzley, far side. Beg your pardon, that was Broxerman. Nice feed from Detweiler inside to Grady Blitzing, and Axel gets the scoring started. And as a 6'2 junior, Grady Blitzing makes a layup from the far side. South Central going right to left across your radio dial. Left to right come the Axel Eagles. Backdoor cut, nice feed for Hurd, layup good. And Jack Hurd scores first for the Timberwolves. Failed to mention, South Central is head coached by Bud Valerius, and Axel, of course, is head coached by Jason Tynan. Far side wing, Shaughnessy to the corner for Detweiler. Nice look down low. Busing lays up, and he's blocked, but fouled by Heath Howell. Minute and a half gone, opening quarter. 2-2 our score. So two free throws coming up for Bussing after making the layup on the last possession. First one is good. First substitution of the game. That's going to go for South Central's Jace Rutherford. Second one's on the way. That one is good. So Bussing, 2 for 2. He's got a quick 4 points. Up the near side is the freshman Hurd. I'll have to give it up, and now he does, to Sarmiento. Tries to dribble inside. He'll kick it out. Drive right side. Shot off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound for Rutherford. He'll kick it out for a mid-range jumper for Hurd. That's no good. Rebound Detweiler. And a foul against South Central. He tries to get an outlet pass up into Schmelzley, cutting down the lane. That was a smart foul, because that would have been an easy layup, as I'll go against Sarmiento. Failed to mention that the last foul was against Heath Howell, and he checked out of the game. The two fouls. Hypo sketch in Schmelzley is pushed in the back by Gavin Yule. And quickly, Heath Howell will check back into the ball game. He'll come in for Yule, the junior. Low formation, 2 minutes gone, first quarter. It's 4-2 Axel. Detweiler gives it into Brockstrom. Mid-range jumper good from 15 feet. And Brockstrom makes it 6-2. Sarmiento bringing up on the axle press. Pass deflected by Schmelzley, but into the hands of the Timberwolves to get across half court. Pass is behind Sarmiento and out of bounds. Turnover happy so far is South Central. This is South Central's second ever state tournament appearance. Their first state tournament appearance was in 2020. We have a timeout called from South Central for 30 seconds, so let's take it with them here at 92.1 KMZA.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Kansaland Radio.
62, 5.5 to go. 3-ball, no good for Colin Shaughnessy. Rebound South Central. Third place game, Class 182 stage tournament here from Great Bend, Kansas. On the campus of Barton Community College. Full jumper, 16-footer, good for J.T. Pruse. Makes it 6-4. Near side corner, Shaughnessy to Broxman. The far side corner, 3-ball for Smelsley. No good air ball, but a rebound for Colin Shaughnessy. Detweiler looking inside. Pass is to Broxman, top of the key, right back to Detweiler. He'll try his 3. That one's no good. Rebound Smelsley underneath the basket from the far side. High post catch Detweiler. Pump fake. Pull up in the paint. Falling away. No good. And a foul go against Axel on the rebound. First Axel foul of the game. And that one's going to go against Bussing, his first. And Landon Schmitz will check into the ball game before Colin Shaughnessy for the first time this afternoon. 4:39 to go, opening quarter. And we got a double dribble call against Keith Howell against the Axel press in the backcourt. Well, folks, it's hard to believe that it's already almost springtime. And with that comes spring sports, baseball, softball, golf, track and field, and more. Here's a pull-up jumper from Schmelzley. It's good for 12 feet. So with all that being said, be sure to stay tuned to our website, mscsports.net, for all of our broadcasting schedules and for all of the great coverage of spring sports in Northeast Kansas. Schmelzley, after the steal, had his shot blocked. He'll give it up to the far side wing to the high post, shut up, no good, too strong by Schmelzley, tip up, no good, Bussing with a second try, that's no good, out of bounds, it'll go to the Timberwolves. 4:08 to go, first quarter, 8-4 Axtell. What an athletic year it's been for the Axtell Eagles after a state title in football. In Newton, Kansas, what a wild game that was against Thunder Ridge, a lot of scoring. Axtell only didn't mercy rule one team that entire year. That was their opening game against Care Paravel. Hurd stops, pops, good on a mid-range jumper. Jack Hurd, the freshman, now has 4 points, and it's 8-6. Come back the other way, being the fresh. Layup is good and one for Brandon Schmelzley. He's got 4. TVL being represented very well in the state tournament in basketball this year. Frankfurt winning the third place game over Norwich, beg your pardon, earlier this afternoon as the free throw is no good to finish off the end. One rebound secured by Hurd of South Central. Unfortunately, Silver Lake unable to get the win in their third place game on the girls' side. Jonathan West will have a chance at a state title tonight against Quinter, who defeated Frankfurt last night in the semifinals. That spin move inside, layup good, far side from Heath Howell. Makes it 10-8. Riverside also has a chance at a state title. The girls in Manhattan, Kansas. Here's a pass that's dropped by Bussing, stolen away by Jace Rutherford. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. 10-8 Axel, third place game, 182 state tournament. Stopping is Sarmiento, kicks it out, drives, spin, far side, fade away, no good. 8 feet, rebound for Landon Schmitz, the freshman from Axel. He'll bring it up, pass near side short corner. Schmelzley kicks it out to Detweiler for three. Too strong, offensive rebound, Bussing, put back, no good. Off the backboard, and both Rutherford and Cruz fighting over it, and Cruz wins that battle. South Central, a chance to tie or take the lead here. Cruz to the far side, goes to the high post. Rutherford, backdoor cut for Sarmiento, lost it out of bounds. Good defense by Schmitz, poking it free. And Grant Bussing checking into the game for the first time, checking in for his brother, Grady. And he'll inbound. No press being brought on with 2:22 to go, first quarter, 10-8 Axel. 4 points apiece for Grady Bussing and Brandon Schmelzley so far, with the other two coming from Eli Brocksterman. Grant Bussing, top of the key, pass far side, Detweiler with a catch. Cross-court pass near side, Brocksterman drives baseline, lobs it down low to Grant Bussing, and he is called for 3 seconds in the paint. So a turnover from the big fella, and it'll go back to the Timberwolves with 2:03 to go in the opening quarter. Axel brings on the press. Isaiah Jellison in the game for the first time. His pass is deflected, and it'll be out of bounds. It'll go to Axel. It was swatted by Detweiler, and it hit the shoulder of Jellison, and it went out of bounds, far side, near half court. So Axel gets the ball back. We've had kind of a lull offensively for both teams here. Smells lead from the top of the key to the far side of Detweiler. He retreats to from beyond the three-point line. He's up his dribble, bounce pass, and pass to Schmitz is broken up, stolen away by Hurd. Nice save. Tips it up to Rutherford, coming the other way. Spin to the near side. Sarmiento gets a couple eagles up in the air, and he lays it up and in. And Jamie Sarmiento with his first basket of the game. We are tied 10-10. Pass deflected out of bounds. Nice job by Hurd. Nice hustle from the freshman. I was kind of talking about that game last night for the Eagles and their loss to Lee Bo. 68-52 was the final score. Trying to defend Landon Grimmett was, I mean, really a challenge. As now we have a steal going the other way. A layup is up and good for Jellison. But Axel pretty much did about everything they could in that game, as we'll have a timeout. We'll talk about it a little bit more in just a little bit. 30-second break, 12-10, Axel trailing, 1:14 to go first quarter, 92.1 KMZA.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com. Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
KMZA.
Axel trails 12-10. Opening quarter, 1:10 to go. And kind of getting back to that game last night from the Eagles and their loss to Lebo. That Schmelzy drives, nice kick, and Grant Bussing will lay it up and in. It's not like they didn't defend Grant, or they didn't defend Landon Grimmett poorly, and they were getting hands in his face and contesting really well. It's just he was making everything from everywhere. He was 5 of 6 from beyond the arc in the first half. 19 points. The dude just straight up could not miss. The only open basket that he really made is now we have a foul on the floor against Axel. Was towards the beginning of the first quarter. It was the layup. That actually wasn't his first basket. It was the second basket of the game. But after that, almost every single shot that he put up in the air was a hand in his face. As that foul was called by Eli Brockstrom in his first team's second, 40 seconds left to go as Axel gets a steal out of the inbound. Come back the other way, nice pass. Schmitz to Detweiler, he drives right side, layup on the glass, no good. Rebound Jellison. And I'll let it to the far side. As, most of the game it was Landon Schmitz, the freshman, defending Grimmett. Isaac Detweiler defended him early, and they tried some different things in trying to stop him, but nothing was really working. And then inside, it was really difficult stopping their two big fellas, Bailey and Oswald, who were able to kind of just back down the Eagles as the shot's no good, putback's no good. Rebound Axel, 2 seconds left. And full court, he's no good at the buzzer. And 12-12, we go to the second quarter. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Have you been living in a house with a small bathroom that you've wanted to make larger for years? Do you have a laundry room that is difficult to work in every time you do a load of laundry? Do you have ideas or do you want some ideas? Well, Hilltop Creations can help you with those dreams. Lynn and Gail can tell you how much space you would need for a new shower, cabinets, or countertops. Call Hilltop Creations at 336-3142. Let Lynn and Gail help you with a new vision for a more workable space.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
12-12, our score after one quarter between Axel and South Central. Third place game, Class 1A D2, third place contest. Jared Sluppy with you. Talking about the game from last night as Axel has the ball to start out the quarter. Almost a turnover. Schmelzley able to get it back after being kept up in the air. I think the one thing they could have done a little bit better was trying to really enforce stopping things in the paint. Was that was where they got most of their money in the second half. Here's the three for Shaughnessy in the corner. That's short. Rebound South Central. As in that second half, Lebo was able to slow their possessions down and get whatever shot they wanted. Axel did play some pretty tough pressure on the ball. Nice backdoor cut layup up and in for Sarmiento to start second quarter scoring. But in the end, it was their ability to work the ball in the paint. Here's a Broxman three. That's no good. Rebound South Central. That was what killed Axel last night. They didn't really need to shoot those threes. They were able to make them in the first half, and as a result, they went up. They had a 23-7 advantage in that second quarter, and was the main reason why the Wolves were able to pull away. And they just did a good job of keeping that lead the entire rest of the way. Now we have a foul on the floor against Axel. 13 foul. Now we'll go against Brockstrom in his second. Hurd will check back into the game for South Central. Consolation championship would be nice, but of course, nothing would have and better than a state title this year. But again, next year, you lose Detweiler, of course, but you get everybody else back. Maybe some improvement from a couple of those young fellas and step up. Here's a nice move and a layup good from Heath Powell. As Brockstrom and Schmelzley, the two likely to have to really step it up. And Grady Bussing will have to be a real big leader on the floor. On the inside, Colin Shaughnessy's game will hope that becomes more multi-dimensional. Nice backdoor cut. Schmitz is fouled. Speaking of another kid that's going to be really good, I mentioned this last night, but Landon Schmitz is a kid that could be very good in this league as he's very aggressive at getting to the glass. Shaughnessy, as of right now, is more of a perimeter shooter. I'm sure they would like him to be a little more aggressive in cutting in the paint, but I'm sure that'll develop as the years go on. First free throw for Landon is short, no good. 6:17 to go, second quarter, 16-12 lead for South Central. 4 points apiece from Grady Bussing and Brandon Schmelzley so far. Second free throw for Schmitz is good. That's his first point of the night. Axel brings the press. Sarmiento in the corner. Had a pass deflected. They're going to say it was last touched by the Timberwolves. And Coach Valerius not happy about that call. Low formation, Axel on the inbound. Detweiler will throw it up for Schmitz, but he went towards the basket. Easy steal for Sarmiento. Buddy Travel going the other way. Sloppy play for both teams here in this first couple minutes of the second quarter. Stop the key catch for Grady Bussing. He'll give it to the near side, and Schmelzy is pushed from behind and fouled by Jace Rutherford, who came off the bench. That'll be his second in team foul number five. Beg your pardon, team foul number six. So Jellison will check back into the game for South Central. Stetweiler passed the far side. Shaughnessy almost got fouled by Hurd, trying to deflect that pass away. Stetweiler is fouled, is defended by Pruce. And off, nice look from Schmelzy to Bussing. Can't lay it up and in. And a jump ball between Jellison and Bussing on the rebound. Possession arrow favors South Central with 5:46 to go, second quarter. Axel brings on the press, inbound, near side, Sarmiento. Up ahead to Jellison across half court. On the far side, pull up mid-range jumper, too strong on a 10-footer, rebound Detweiler. He'll bring it up going left to right, stopping in the middle of the paint. Head fake, shot blocked by Howell. And rebound, pulled in by Sarmiento, and he was out of bounds, falling out of bounds. He ran into the official, and Sarmiento not too happy about that, but Axel gets the ball down by three. Looking for the first field goal of the quarter. Inbound is to Shaughnessy, now top of the key catch for Schmelzy. Jab step right, goes left. To Detweiler, nice look down low for Bussing. Hands it off to Schmelzy, lays it up and in. Nicely done. Schmelzy now has six. Isaac Detweiler is scoreless, but he's doing a good job of passing the basketball this afternoon. Cruz gives it up ahead to Sarmiento, hands it off far side wing to Jellison. Junior crosses it over, hands it off. Sarmiento in the lane, floater good. Nice touch from the 5'7 sophomore. He has 6 points. He leads all scorers. Schmelzy trying to respond. Nice dish from Schmelzy. Block to block as Landon Schmidt lays it up and in. His first field goal, he has three. Back to a one-point deficit for Axel. It's 18-17 with 4:35 to go. Here's a turnover. Axel press, forcing it just across half court. And timeout is going to be called. 30-second break. You're listening to Sub-State third-place basketball here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hemi Electric in Seneca can help you with your residential and farm shed wiring projects. If you're building new or remodeling a house, contact them for an estimate on wiring. They can also wire your farm building, garage, or shop. They've been providing agricultural, commercial, industrial, and residential services in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri since 1982. You can find them on Facebook or call them in Seneca at 785-336-3109. Hemi Electric in Seneca, keeping the community wired. 336-3109.
KMZA.
4:33 to go, second quarter. Class 1A D2 third place game between Axel and South Central, with the Timberwolves leading the Eagles 18-17. As Detweiler brings it up across half court, give it to Schmitz. Schmitz against a 1-3-1, out of bounds, nearly out of bounds, excuse me, for Detweiler with the catch. He'll drive, bounce pass to Schmelzy, it hits off a foot of a Timberwolf out of bounds underneath the basket. Detweiler, Schmitz, Grady Bussing, Brandon Schmelzy, and Colin Shaughnessy in the game. Inbound is to Schmitz, it's tipped by Sarmiento, and he gets a steal, but now layup is good. Sarmiento with 6 points in the quarter, eight in the game. It's 20-17 South Central. We are halfway through the second quarter. Schmitz gives it to Detweiler. Bounce past the corner for Schmelzy. Gives it right back. Detweiler drives, pulls up. His shot's blocked. Rebound for Jellison. Sarmiento brings it across half court. Goes middle, stops, kicks it out. Cruz. Pulls up, eight-footer, no good, rebound Grady Bussing of Axel. Pass deflected out of bounds across half court, Bussing trying to give it to Detweiler. Eli Broxerman checking back in the game for Axel, and it'll be Schmitz coming out for a breather. Axel, the 2 seed. South Central is the 5, but Axel is the visitors on the scoreboard wearing their blue on blues. Here's the 3-ball for Shaughnessy. Halfway down, popping out, no good. Offensive rebound, Grady Blissing. Underneath the basket, his shot is rejected, but it's going to be a jump ball. I thought it was going to be a foul, but they're going to say that Howell got it cleanly. Possession arrow favors Axel. 3:17 to go, second quarter. Detwiler, the inbounder. This will be a stack formation. Haven't seen that too much here in the tournament. They've been going low for most of their inbounds. Chauncey dribbles to the far side. Cross-court pass. Broxerman to this side. All right, back to him. Into the corner. Broxerman. With the catch from Schmelzley. Short corner. Detwiler has it. From the near side. Cross-court. Shaughnessy. Now far side corner for Schmelzley. Still in that 1-3-1. Cross-court passes are great for breaking it. Here's the 3-ball far side corner. No good. Schmelzley. Rebound Howell of South Central. Bruce has it for South Central, and they'll get the play call from head coach Bud Valerius. From the Cougar logo in midcourt, a crossover dribble and hand it off. Top of the key, Sarmiento with a catch. Sarmiento, their leading scorer last night in their loss to Greeley County. Nice dish off, shot no good, tip up and in for Howell after the Bruce missed. And Heath Howell has 6. And now we have a whistle and a blocking foul against the Timberwolves. They have their largest lead of the game. It's 22-17. As that one goes against Sarmiento, his 2nd team foul number 7. So 1-1 free throws coming up for Axel. It's 2:13 to go here in quarter number 2. That while they're a 75% free throw shooter, we'll try to put these in here as Rutherford checks back into the game for South Central. Axel Sr. puts it up in the air and no good. Schmelzley fighting for the rebound, but Rutherford yanks it away from him. Axel's offense has been pretty quiet. Just 5 points in the quarter, only 2 field goal makes, but just 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Drive right side, shot good for Jellison, falling away to his right. Tough make for the 5'11 junior. He has 4, and their largest lead grows to 7. Far side catch for Shaughnessy. To Schmelzley. Shuffle of left-handed dribbles. Gives it up. Far side to Shaughnessy. From the wing. High post catch. Grant Bussing. Far side elbow. And to back. Schmelzley drives. Left side, and he's fouled. And he will go to the free throw line after team foul number 8. And that one will go against Rutherford, and that is his 3rd personal foul, so he'll come to the bench. Gavin Ewell will check in. Schmelzley to shoot the 1-1. He has 6 points already, as that one is no good. And a rebound secured by Howell, the 6'5 junior of the Timberwolves. Bruise across half court, near side wing catch for Jellison. Defended by Detwiler, gives it near side corner. And the freshman is held by Colin Shaughnessy, the Axel freshman. As Jack Hurd trying to drive baseline, that's going to be team foul number 4 against Axel, and Shaughnessy's 1st. It's been a pretty good tournament for him. He's been shooting the ball pretty effectively from beyond the arc. What about Colin Shaughnessy? And Hurd is fouled, and 1. A mid-range jumper. Falling to his left off the bunker, and how about Jack Hurd? He's had a fantastic game so far. He led the team in scoring in their quarterfinal win with 18 points. Bright future for the Timberwolves freshman. That foul is against Shaughnessy again, his 2nd. Team foul number 5. Free throw is good. And Hurd has 7. Sarmiento has 8. And it's 27-17. Detwiler turns it over. Driving into the lane, trying to dish it off from the far side block to the near side to Schmitz, but he threw it wide. The clock stops with 59.7 seconds left. No pressure in the backcourt from Axel this time. To the far side, Ewell surveys. Ewell's been pretty quiet here tonight. No points for Gavin. Had 12 last night and 12 on Thursday as well. 37 seconds left here in the first half. Jealous near side corner. He'll dribble to the top of the key and retreat to the Cougar logo where he'll give it up to the far side corner. Jump stop for Cruz, kicks it out. Jellison, 20 seconds to go. Schmelsley defending Cruz. Back to midcourt. Dribble, dribble, dribble with 10 seconds. Comes the near side. Now back to the middle to the far side. 7 seconds. Drive in the lane. Layup, no good. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Putback is good for Ewell with 3 seconds left. Before he, no good from Detweiler. And it's a dominant second quarter that gets South Central up 29-17. As the Eagles can only muster up 5 points in the second frame. We'll step aside for a break. We'll have our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show coming up next here at 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Flash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals. Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime here in the third place game, Class 182 State Tournament. Jared Sluffy with you as Axel losing 29-17 after 16 minutes of play. 6 points for Brandon Schmelsley, 4 for Grady Bussing, 3 points for Landon Schmitz, and 2 points apiece for Eli Brockstrom and Grant Bussing. Other games going on around the area tonight. We have a couple of championship matchups at 4 o'clock. Donovan West taking on Quinter. That will be on KNZA 103.9 FM, also on that station at 6:15 following that one. Riverside will also be in the state title game in Manhattan for Class 2A. So we got a couple of state titles that the NAK can still pull here tonight on the girls' side, as Silver Lake falling in the third-place game and Frankfurt winning the third-place game in Dodge City, as Riverside will take on Berean. And what a finish that was last night in overtime. It was an unbelievable performance. The comeback, Taylor Weiser, has really come just one of the best players in the entire region as they defeat Pittsburgh Colgan 45-42. And it was kind of a slow start, but it was Duncan who got the game-winning basket in overtime, the three-pointer. Talk about the Duncans, what a family they are. The boys' side, you have a couple of some of the best basketball players on the Big 7 boys' side, and Duncan on the girls' side as well. As mentioned, she knocked down that big basket. And she's a nice complimentary player to Taylor Weiser on that Riverside girls' team. And Craig Burns in action back again tonight at 4 o'clock. Or excuse me, 6:15, beg your pardon. That's going to be in Manhattan. 2A state championship against Berean Academy. Let's go ahead and step aside for another break as we have our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. Axle Trails 29-17 here at 92.1 KMZA.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
One out of three American adults have prediabetes. Did you know that if you have prediabetes, you can make changes now to improve your health and prevent type 2? Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is hosting its fourth annual Prevent T2 program. An informational meeting will be held at the hospital on March 21st at 5:30 p.m. to review the program details. You will also hear from an individual who has completed the program. Please contact Leah Heinen at 785-336-0322 with questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here from Great Bend. Third place game, Class 182, Axel trailing 29-17. And talking about how spring sports are coming up, take a look at the Axel High School track schedule. They start things out on April the 4th. They're going to be at Valley Heights to open up this season. Then after that, they have a meet at Nemaha Central on the 11th, a week later. That's a Tuesday. Then after that, they have a meet on the 18th at Republic County in Belleville. And then they have another one in Washington County on the 25th. So they're staying on the Tuesdays. Then a Friday meet on April the 28th at Marysville. And then that is going to wrap up the state of, excuse me, for the month of April. And then after that into May, they have another one in Nemaha Central on May 2nd. And then State Forensics is on May the 6th. And then the TBL League track meet at Washington County will be on May the 11th with graduation on the 13th. So that is your track schedule for Axtell. It's what's next for some of these kids that are on the court here tonight with their focus shifting from basketball to track and field. And again, be sure to stay tuned in to our website, msdsports.net, for all of your area track and field coverage. 29-17 Axtell trailing as South Central will control to start off the third quarter. Jamie Sarmiento leading the Timberwolves with 8 points. Jack Hurd has 7 and Heath Howell with 6. And here we go with half number 2. Axtell has some work to do if they want to bring home some hardware. With the Timberwolves working left to right across your radio dial. Far side would catch for the freshman Hurd. Nice cut in the lane for Howell. He'll lay it up, but no good for the 6'5 junior. And the putback is blocked. There'll be a jump ball as Yule had it tied up. And possession arrow favors Axtell. What a season it's been for Isaac Detweiler, just kind of reliving his career, not just on the basketball court, but on the football field as well as the quarterback for the football team, taking them to back-to-back state titles last year and this year as well. Bounce pass is broken up, but into the hands of Schmelsley, and range jumper no good, tip of the air, rebound South Central. But on the basketball court, I mean, this is a team with, I wouldn't say the highest of expectations. They were expected to do well, maybe not this well. They did have a favorable pass to the state tournament in their sub-state, and it being at home also, I think, helped them out as well. But in the TBL, the toughest league in all of high school basketball, one could argue, they superseded their expectations this year. They were fantastic all year long as a pass goes to the backcourt to meet over and back, backcourt violation, that is. But until last night, they had lost a game since January the 27th. That was against Riverside, and that Riverside went on to go to the sub-state championship in Class 2A. That was a Riverside team that had a wide-open sub-state tournament themselves. They got to the sub-state championship, defeating the one seed Jefferson County North. They defeated Valley Heights in that first game, but then lost to Horton in the sub-state championship. And Horton, the Chargers, made it to the state tournament, and they lost in the quarterfinal round. Nice pass down low to Grady Busing. He's fouled from behind. He'll get a couple free throws as Heath Howell picks up his second personal foul. Getting back to Detweiler, I mean, his vision, I think, is what makes him such a terrific athlete. Both football, basketball, his ability to look downfield, survey his open options. The first free throw is no good for Busing. But also, I mean, he's for sure the best passer on the basketball team as well, and brings it up the court. And he cuts in the paint, has to keep his eyes open, and looks for a quick dish off into the paint. Grady Busing being one of those guys he passes it to, and the free throw is good. He now has 5 points on the day. Just an overall terrific athlete in everything he does. Just has that knack. Here's a pull of the jumper good for Sarmiento, as he is the first double-digit score of the game. It's 31-18, 6:07 to go third quarter. Let's drive baseline. Pass is tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Axtell. Sarmiento thought it was last touched by Shaughnessy. So the football team will be interesting to see what they do at quarterback next year. As the inbound deflected and in the hands of Busing in the middle of the paint. Laid up, no good. He's up in the air, rebounded by Ewell. far side. Nice behind-the-back dribble from Sarmiento. Kick it out, and Roxham couldn't save it. I mean, this Axel team certainly has dudes. That's for sure. I mean, I think it'll be fine in terms of football is concerned. It might not go necessarily as pass-heavy under head coach Eric Detweiler. But they certainly, if they run it a bunch and maybe do an occasional bubble screen, as the three is good from Gavin Ewell on the far side wing, this is still an Axel team that certainly could get back to the state tournament again next year. Here's a pass that's broken up. Well, I guess not make it to the state tournament, but make a somewhat deep run in the state tournament. A 16-point lead for South Central after a nice three-pointer from Gavin Ewell. Near side corner. And I've already expressed my opinions, or maybe predictions, a better word, that this Axel team is very well likely to be back here again next year with only Isaac Detweiler not being on the team from this squad. Of course, a big reason why they're so successful this year after a foul by Axel. Now timeout's called. More on that, my thoughts on what Axel will do next year in just a little bit. Let's take a 30-second break here at 92.1 KMZA.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the
golf course, Kansaland Radio.
We'll go and keep it here with 5:09 to go in the third quarter. Axel, I mean, down by 16 here in the third place game. And tell you what, though, as mentioned, only losing Isaac Detweiler, they have some a lot of young players that certainly can step up. As of right now, I mean, they go pretty much seven deep with Bussing and Schmitz coming off the bench, but Schmitz and Shaughnessy as freshmen both play like they're not freshmen. I mean, they don't make very many mistakes. Landon Schmitz is a terrific defender, and his offensive game is certainly not just one-dimensional. He has the ability to cut and slash in the paint. Could probably shoot from beyond the arc a little bit better, but, I mean, you have to improve somewhere as a freshman. He can't be perfect right out of the gate, and I think that's one area he can improve, and vice versa for Shaughnessy. Talked about earlier, his ability to shoot three-pointer is just fantastic. Would love to be able to have an ability to drive and to paint some as well. He does it occasionally, but he does it more so slashing back door. He does a fantastic job when he's on the corner, cutting back door in the paint and making a catch and finishing in the paint, but the ability to drive with the ball in his hand as the second free throw is no good. So 0 for 2 from the free throw line for Gavin Ewell. If he would be able to add that game, maybe next year, I mean, he'd be a kid that would probably be an all-TBL player. Is that free ball is good from the near side corner? It looked like it was maybe on the line for Eli Broxman, but they gave him a three. He now has five. It's 34-21. South Central up by 13, 4:45 to go third quarter. Backdoor cut is off of the foot of Detweiler, but they're not going to say it's a kicking violation. Going the other way, Detweiler bumped, fouled, and won. Detweiler with his first basket of the game. That one will go against Jellison, his first and the second team foul. Talking about the sophomores, I mean, talk about two guys that have certainly played like upperclassmen this season, Eli Broxterman and Brandon Schmelsley. The free throw is good from Detweiler. Broxterman, more of a guy that catches at the perimeter and knocks down a big-time shot for you, as we just saw last possession. He can certainly drive the ball in the paint, as we've seen a lot this season. More so from Brandon Schmelsley, though. He's more of the guy that'll be in the paint, as just getting across half court before the 10-second violation is South Central. And Broxterman's more of the three, Schmelsley is more of the four, and then Grady Bussing is more of the five. Here's a rebound off the miss from Detweiler. He'll look to push it up. They have numbers. Layup for Detweiler is good. Detweiler has been more of the two. I suppose that maybe you could have Landon Schmidt step into that number one role, as we have a timeout called by the Timberwolves as the lead is set down 12. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. The leaves are cut down to 8, beg your pardon. 34-26 our score. Step aside for 60 seconds here, 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA. Axtell trailing 34-26. They get the ball after the break after an offensive foul from South Central. It was Grady Bushing taking a charge in the press. Gonna get back to what I was saying before in terms of what we could expect from this team next year. Landon Schmitz possibly being the number one, being the point guard next year. Three-pointer from Brockstrom is no good. We have a foul on the floor on the rebound against the Timberwolves. That'll be the fourth team foul. But who's gonna be that seventh guy? Is it gonna be Grant Bussing, who's been the kind of the seventh guy this year? They're gonna really hope that he steps up his game for next year as, he's the guy they like to go to occasionally. He's a pull-up jumper for Spelza. It's a little bit short. Rebound Detweiler on the near side wing. Grant Bussing, we've seen flashes of him being a pretty solid player in the post. At 6'1", his brother Grady at 6'2", is going to be the guy that's probably going to be the five again next year. Is a shot off the glass no good for Grady Bussing. Out of bounds off of Schmitz. It'll go to the Timberwolves. 3:06 to go, third quarter. Third place game, class 182 here from Great Bend, Barton Community College. Axtell trailing 34-26. But is there going to be another guy that steps up as a number seven player that we don't know about as we have a foul in the backcourt on the press? Wasn't a whole lot of pressure. Bradley Brockstrom, the head coach of the girls team over there, he's not happy with the call. As that one goes against Eli Brockstrom, so I guess I can see why he was upset with that call. Now 3 minutes to go in the third. And, I mean, he has the case, certainly. There wasn't that much contact on that play. Near side corner, three ball for Hurd, the freshman for South Central. No good rebound. Grady Bussing on the run. Axtell trailing by 8. Schmitz into the corner for Schmelzley, far side to Brockstrom, and he started his feet. It's going to be a turnover. And I certainly think next year Axtell need that 7th, maybe 8th guy that they go to with this team, currently with going 7 deep. We'd just love to have a little bit more depth. You have one guy, Schmitz, coming off the bench to be a guard, and Grant Bussing, a guy come off the bench to be a forward. And nice hustle from Schmelzley, almost getting a steal on the floor, but it'll stay out of bounds with the Timberwolves. But it'll be interesting to see if Axtell maybe just goes 6 deep, or if they find some guy that they like, maybe from 8th grade. Who knows? It should be interesting to find out. Here's a drive in the paint. Foul and one. And it's JT Bruce. He has 4. 2:26 to go. Third quarter. Back to a 10-point lead for South Central. Free throw on the way is good. And a 5'7 sophomore makes it 37-26. That's fine for Detweiler. Underneath the basket. And layup good from Landon Schmidt. Cut back door from the near side corner. Just seeing that nobody was guarding him. Sarmiento across half court facing a double team and jumping up in the air and kicking the ball is Schmelzley. He'll be out of bounds near side. 2:10 to go third quarter. Axtell down by 9. Other reminders that the Riverside girls and the Jonathan West girls are competing for state titles tonight. Jonathan West getting started at 4 o'clock, 6:15 for Riverside. Donica West taking on Quinter, Riverside taking on Berean Academy. Backdoor cut, nice shot, layup up and in for Gavin Ewell. He has 7 points on the game. Got to call Jonathan West's girls. They are just a fun bunch, so athletic. The Johnson girls, nice dish from Schmelzy underneath the basket, and Bussing lays it up and in. He has 7. Kara Johnson, the senior, Katie Johnson, the sophomore, they were unbelievable in volleyball back in the fall. It took them to a third-place finish at state, trying to get to a state championship. Avery Weathersby, the senior, is really starting to ramp up her game after not a great sub-state tournament, but past couple games she has really stepped up her performance down low. And now whistle and a foul on the floor against Axel. As Cruz is trying to navigate his way in the paint, now we'll go against Landon Schmidt, his first. We were so close to having an all-TVL state tournament final on 181 with Frankfurt coming up just short against Quinter as Cruz falls over, turnover to Axel, full court pass up ahead to a cutting Schmelzly, trying to save a nice dish to Schmitz, and he lays it up and in. Jake Spaulding, our correspondent out there. As Frankfurt was able to seal up a third-place finish. Defeating Norwich in that pass, deflected out of bounds, and they're going to say it's last touched by the Timberwolves. So 39-32, 38 seconds left in the third quarter. Detweiler signals for Broxman to clear out, and he does so, goes to the far side corner. Detweiler thought about a three, but holds on to it. Nice look for Grant Buston down low, and a reach in and foul. He's out number 5 with 19.9 seconds left. Now we'll go against Hurd. That'll be his third personal foul. Jellison will check in for him for South Central. Stack formation for the Eagles. Trying to cut the deficit down to 2 possessions. Inbound to Rocksterman, gives it to Setweiler, short corner. To Schmelzly, cutting in the paint, shot blocked. Rebound, 13 seconds left for the Timberwolves. Looking to go in transition. Sarmiento, the far side with 7 seconds left, now kick it out. 4 seconds, crossover dribble, Cruz lost it, out of bounds. Oh, he saves it to Sarmiento for 3, no good. Excuse me, that was Jellison at the buzzer. That was a fantastic behind-the-back save. And it's 39-32 going to our final quarter. Axel holds South Central to just 10 points in that frame, and Axel scores 15. Step aside for a minute here, 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca. Seneca.
KMZA.
We go to the fourth quarter. South Central leads Axel 39-32. Class 182 boys third place game. High post catch. Howell from the far side elbow dribbles out to the perimeter and hands it off to Sarmiento. Thought about the three, but holds on to it. Gives up to Jellison. Top of the key. Now the far side, Sarmiento, the 5'7 sophomore, dribbles into the lane, kicks it out. First thought about the three, drives, kicks, corner, Jellison, three ball, no good, off the heel from the near side corner, rebound Colin Shaughnessy. Gives it up to Detweiler, nice pass, far side, Schmelzley's foul, they get a couple free throws. Heath Howell commits the personal, his third. 10 points for Jamie Sarmiento, leads all scorers. First free throw is good for Smelsley. He now has 7 points. He's tied for the team lead with Landon Schmitz and Grady Bussing. 5 points apiece for Isaac Detweiler and Colin Shaughnessy. Second free throw up and no good. And rebound secured in by Gavin Yule here on this Selection Sunday Eve. Pull-up jumper, Sarmiento. No good, too strong. Rebound, Smelsley. Big 12 championship tonight. KU in Texas. Here's a pass to Detweiler. That's stolen away. Sarmiento takes it. Kansas certainly going to be a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Texas trying to get there as well. Alabama, Houston, Kansas has the consensus. The number one seed's locked up. That fourth number one seed is pretty wide open as we have a foul on the floor against Axtell. 6:52 to go. The boss will be UCLA as they go against Arizona in the Pac-12 championship game. Purdue could also lock that up if they win the Big Ten championship game. They're taking on the number 13 seed. How about the Ohio State Buckeyes making a run starting on Wednesday, getting all the way here after defeating a couple of higher seeds. But Purdue, if they hold on and win the Big Ten championship on Sunday, they could possibly get a number one seed. And they're kind of falling apart a little bit in February, late February, that is. Lost in a buzzer beater to Rutgers, among other losses. Lost to Indiana on the road as we had the foul against Axtell. Far side will be the inbound, 6:49 to go. Down by six is Axtell. The KU's in that mix. Texas is in that mix for number one seed, possibly, if they can win here tonight. Certainly have an argument. As for K-State, their likelihood of being a two seed pretty much out the window after losing to West Virginia and to TCU, but they're trying to hold on to a three seed, and they might need some help. A good fall as far as a four seed as the shot's no good from Ewell. Rebound, Detweiler. Full court pass up ahead to Schmelsley, cutting across, and he's fouled, and he'll get some free throws. Possibly, if UCLA wins and beats Arizona, K-State could possibly jump them, although the committee might see Arizona making the Pac-12 championship as more valuable than K-State's resume as a whole. Kind of just depends. The first free throw for Schmelsley's up and good. Would also help K-State if they were able to be in a location like Des Moines or Denver, although they would likely need some help for them to be there as well. Second free throw for Schmelsley on the way is good. So it's 39-35 now with 6:28 to go after Schmelsley gets his point total up to 9. Team high. And Hurd falls over, assuming a travel. Axtell's going to get it back. Chance to make it a one-possession game here in third-place game. 1AD2 tournament here from Great Bend. Talking about K-State, their offense pretty much revolves around Marquise Noel. If he's not playing well, then the team's not playing well. It's kind of how it's been for pretty much the entire conference season. That's why, as of late, they've not been very good. Entry pass, Schmelsley, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound, South Central. It's mainly because of Marquise Noel's turnovers. He's been turning the ball over a lot. Hasn't been very smart with the ball. Taking long threes. He makes those every once in a while. Pass stolen by Detweiler. 3-on-2 fast break. Down the middle. Feed to Schmitz. Shot high off the glass. Goes over the backboard to South Central. But Keontae Johnson, he's going to go and get his points. Marquise Noel, it just depends on whether or not he can go and protect the basketball. Limit turnovers. He had so many double-doubles at the start of conference play, but kind of simmered off and started being more careless with the basketball. And they're going to change the possession to Axtell basketball. They're going to say it was deflected on the shot from Schmitz. So 5:39 to go. Axtell's trailing 39-35. Also, there's a lot of really good 13 seeds out there, most likely. Iona being one of them. Head coach Rick Pitino could possibly be the next head coach of Texas Tech, hearing rumblings that that is possibly a move for him. Oral Roberts is another team that could be a 13 seed that's really good, with Max Asemus still playing college basketball, even though it feels like he's been there for forever. Mid mid-range jumper no good for Brandon Schmelsley. Rebound Landon Schmitz on the offensive glass. And the freshman from the corner, double dribbles, fast deflected, stolen away. So a three seed would be a lot more favorable for Kansas State. It's all depending on whether the committee thinks that their resume is strong enough after kind of a rough finish. Pull-up jumper, mid-range, no good, short for Sarmiento, rebound Detweiler. 3-on-1 fast break, coming up the middle, Detweiler feed off to... Shot blocked from behind, putback is no good, a rebound for South Central. Down low, shot up the glass, good for Jack Hurd, and one. Hurd now has 9 points, now about him, fantastic freshman. And speaking of freshmen, a lot to look forward to next year for K-State as well with a fantastic freshman class coming in. R.J. Jones, Day-Day Ames, Michaela Rich. Caleb Rich is playing in a state championship in 4A in St. Louis. R.J. Jones, an All-American, Day-Day Ames, doing a fantastic job in his own right this season. As the free throw is good from Hurd. And R.J. Jones, a top 25 recruit. Day-Day Ames is a top 75 recruit, and Caleb Rich, I think, is a guy that's kind of slept on. He's just outside the top 100. But he's kind of a guy that reminds me of Mark Vidal from Baylor. It's underhand pass, and one for Landon Schmidt to the far side. And Schmidt now has 9 points. It's 42-37 and 4:44 to go. The reason why I mentioned Mark Vidal's name is because of the fact that Jerome actually recruited Mark Vidal out of high school and got him to Baylor. So they can get him to be as much of a rebound threat as Vidal was. I think K-State's going to be in very good shape moving forward as that free throw is short. Rebound to Hurd, and he almost traveled. I think the Axel wanted the call, but they're not going to get it. I also think that K-State has to kind of dip into the transfer portal next season as well. Ewell make the catch. Far side, shut up. No good, but he's fouled by Detweiler. I get a couple free throws. They'll have some scholarship positions open with guys like Marquise Noel, Keontae Johnson, Desi Stills all graduating. Bebe Isiola, what a fantastic addition he was. As the first free throw is good for Ewell. With those guys all graduating, there'll be some spots open for some transfer portal, or for some players in the transfer portal. Kind of keeping up with some of that. I've seen a couple of players that they're going after already as the second free throw is no good. 43-37 our score, 4:20 to go, three ball for Broxton is short, rebound for Ewell of South Central. Be very interesting, and it's bringing up Sarmiento, he's fouled hard, and he'll get some free throws with 4:13 to go in the game. Those just joining us, Axe still playing in the third place game after losing yesterday to Lebo, 68-52, in which Landon Grimmett of Lebo, the 6-foot senior, scored 32 points as the first free throw is good for Jamie Sarmiento. He now has 11 points on the game. Sarmiento led the team in scoring yesterday in their loss to Greeley County, the number one seed, who's going to take on Lebo in the championship. Timeout's going to be called. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. Axel trails 44-37. You're 92.1 KMZA.
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People you can count on. Bruna Implement Company.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-framed buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
4:13 to go here. Class 182, third place game as the free throw is good for Jamie Sarmiento. He has 12, and it's 45-37 Timberwolves. Brockstrom gives it up near side wing to Detweiler. Drives middle in the lane. Spins outside. Whistle and an offensive foul is called. I think that's away from the basketball. No, they're going to say that was against Detweiler. They'll say he got him with a little wrap around with his elbow, and that'll be his third personal foul. And a rough night for him. He has 5 points on the game. All those came in the third quarter. We're halfway through the fourth now. The lead's been staying at around 2 to 3 possessions for quite a while. After a pretty lengthy lead at half, it was 29-17. Sarmiento jump stops, pops. Oh, nice touch for Jamie Sarmiento, and he continues his fantastic game. He now has 14 leads on scores. Brockstrom hands it off. Detweiler from the wing, bounce pass to Smelsley. Goes to his right, goes to his left, beg your pardon, stops to the elbow. Back out to Brockstrom. Drive right, dish off to Detweiler's hips, and saved, and a steal. What hustle by Bruce. 3:15 to go, cross half court. Sarmiento gives up to Howell. He'll hand it off. Take the handoff. Now we'll give it up to Sarmiento. He'll drive near side against the action 2-3 zone. And now it looks like it's actually, beg your pardon, more of a man-to-man. They were in 2-3 formation, but that's because where all the Timberwolves were lined up on the court. 47-37, 2:50 to go. Third place game, 182. Now push on the floor against Schmitz. That'll be his third. That will send them to the free throw line in the double bonus. Free throws coming up for Jack Hurd, the 5'10 freshman. 10 points for him. First free throw up and no good, just barely grazing the front right portion of the rim. He's one of two players with 10-plus points here tonight for either team. Low-scoring affair here in the third-place game. That one's short as well. Gets his own miss. Dish off to Ewell and lay it up and in. Now Ewell has 10 points. And lead back up to 12. Three-ball Brockstrom cannot respond, but Schmitz offensive rebound. Putback is good underneath the basket. Well done. He now has 11. First Eagle with double-digit scoring. And now a reach-in and foul against Isaac Detweiler. He now has 4 fouls as he fouled out yesterday. And more free throws coming up. Another reminder that after our game concludes on 103.9 FM KNZA, it'll be the Donovan West girls in the 1AD1 state championship against Quinter. And then after that, on KNZA as well, as the first free throw is no good for Heath Howell. Riverside looks to get a state title in Manhattan against Berean Academy. Grady Busing checking in for Landon Schmitz after the missed first free throw from Heath Howell. Second one's on its way, and that one is no good as well. Rebound for Busing. Detweiler drives middle, coast to coast, kicks it out. Smelsy, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound Busing, and a pushing foul called against South Central. So 1-1 free throws coming up for Busing. Team foul number 9. Sarmiento with his fourth personal foul. Front end on the way for Busing is good. Busing now with 8 points. He's had a pretty nice day down low. Second one's on the way, and that one is a little too strong. Rebound for Heath Howell, the 6'5 junior, but then it's stolen away by Schmelsley. And off to Brockstrom for 3. Too strong. Puts up in the air. Rebound by Sarmiento, far side. Bring it up across half court. He's met by a double team for Axel to Howell. And Tynan wants an over in the back and not going to get the call as the shot is no good by Ewell in the paint. Rebound Axel. Coming back the other way. Brockstrom. Near side of Schmelsley. Sophomore stops. Almost a travel. Gives it up. Detweiler for 3. No good up the backboard. Rebound Schmelsley. Hands off Brockstrom. Try. It's rejected by Heath Howell with the stuff on the 3-point attempt. Axel remains down 49-40 with 1:45 to go in the game. South Central's title run came to a close last night against Greeley County, the number one seed and the defending state champs. They'll take on Lebo in the state championship. That one will start at 6:15 tonight. Inbound to Detweiler. Shot up, no good, but he's fouled. And free throws are coming. As Howell commits his fourth personal foul, that puts Axel in the double bonus as well. 1:42 to go. Detweiler fighting for his life here in his final game in actual uniform on the basketball court. As Evan Bussing checks into the game for Axel. Checking in for Eli Brockstrom. Got some perspiration on the floor. Wanted to say precipitation, but I knew that wasn't right. So two free throws coming up for Detweiler. First one is no good, falling off the right side of the rim. 5 points for Isaac Detweiler. No points here in this quarter. I guess the scoreboard says 3 points. I have him for five. That one is good. Now whistle and out of bounds. It was deflected. No, they're going to say a foul, beg your pardon. I'll go against Evan Bussing. And the Timberwolves go back to the free throw line with Jamie Sarmiento, who's been the hero of the game so far for South Central. 14 points, 6 points in the second quarter. The first one is good. He now has 5 points in the fourth quarter. Final day of state tournament coverage here on Kansas Land Radio. One more try for Sarmiento. That one is good. Also, the Hanover girls are going for a state title after this one. They'll be taking another undefeated team on, as that one's no good on the far side from Shaughnessy. Rebound for South Central and a foul going up the sideline with 1:31 to go. That one goes against Schmelzley. That'll be his second personal foul. As the first free throw is good. So it's Lebo and Hanover. Both teams 23-0 coming into the tournament, now 25-0 after a couple of wins in the quarterfinals and state semifinals. That one is good as well. So 2 for 2 at the free throw line for Sarmiento. He has 17 and now in a steal. I was going to say it was almost thrown away, but then Sarmiento got control of it. Drive, kick, nice dish. Layup good for Cruz. He now has 7, and a whistle and a foul against South Central bringing it up. So play is stalled here with 1:14 to go. 14-point lead. Their largest lead earlier in the game was 16. They're getting close to that now. Detweiler lets his first free throw go, and it's too strong, no good. Evan Bussing and Grady Bussing checking in for Eli Brockstrom and Colin Shaughnessy. One more try coming up for the Axel senior. It's on the way, and it is good. Timeout's going to be called by Jason Tynan. We'll take it with him. 60-second break here on 92.1 KMZA.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company. Manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha. Your kitchen's design is something you have to live with every day, so it has to be something that will work for you, look good, and it must be affordable. Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations can help. The first step is finding out what you want. how you want it, and how fancy you want it to be based on cost. They can give you a computerized design and a price. Then you decide whether to move on or change the plan. Give them a call today so they can help you get your kitchen working for you. Hilltop Creations in Seneca.
KMZA.
Axtell Trails 55-42, third place game, Class 1A D2. Here from Great Bend, here's the inbound, stolen away by Detweiler, saves from going out of bounds, and Evan Bussing on the floor to keep possession, and Coach Tynan's able to get the timeout with him on the floor. Well done. Nice hot stole with 108 to go as explanation given to Coach Valerius. It's a 60-second timeout. Let's send it to a break once again. 55-42, Axtell trailing here at 92.1 KMZA.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also at Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
This is Thad from Hemi Electric in Seneca. Our company provides electric motor services out of our shop in Seneca, Kansas. We do a wide variety of repair services, including rewinding of AC and DC electric motors, as well as armature rewinding. We also offer for sale new motors, phase converters, PTO generators, and Kohler standby generators with service and installation. Let us know if we can help you at Hemi Electric in Seneca. Google us or find us on Facebook. Hemi Electric, keeping the community wired.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
48 seconds left to go. Axtell trails 55-42 as Axtell missed a couple of threes and then committed a foul off of the miss on the rebound as Heath Howell will go to the free throw line. As the foul was committed by Landon Schmitz, his fourth. Double bonus coming up for the big fella for South Central. First one on the way is good. Off the back iron and falling in. And Heath Howell now with 7 points. 17 for Jamie Sarmiento, the 5'7 sophomore guard for the Timberwolves. Second one is good as well. He is 8 now, does Heath Howell. 45 seconds left. Three ball for Schmelzley after the pass. No good. Tip up is up and in for Landon Schmitz. He has 6 points in the quarter, 13 on the game, and is Axel's leading scorer as foul committed with 36.2 seconds left. Eagles trailing by 13. And what a season it's been. Winning the PBL tournament and winning sub-state. Crowd giving an ovation as Evan Bussing checking back into the game. As Detweiler telling him to stay, but he comes into the lane to rebound anyway as Cruz will be shooting the free throws here. First one is short. One more try for Pruse. It is good. It rolled around the rim, I think twice, maybe three times. Now we have a whistle, and that didn't allow for Grant Bussing to check in. I know they will. We'll come in for Isaac Detweiler, and his career on the basketball court is over at Axtell as Jason Tynan gives him a nice warm embrace. Not the way he wanted it to end. There's a three ball short from Brockstrom and a foul on the floor on the rebound against the Timberwolves. So free throws coming up. .7 seconds left. Axtell trailing 58-44. That foul was committed by Gavin Ewell, his fourth. First one's on the way and good for Schmelzley. He has 10 points now on the game. Four free throws here in the fourth quarter. The only player to make a field goal for the Eagles in this fourth quarter has been Landon Schmitz, as the second free throw is no good. Rebound Heath Howell of South Central. Now reach in against Brandon Schmelzley. Girls Championship coming up after this one. Hanover and Lebo. Two undefeated teams colliding. What a season it's been for the Hanover Wildcats. They won the girls' TVL tournaments. Number one team in the state, but the number two seed in the tournament. That first regular is no good. Substitutions for Axtell bring in Blaise Bussing, Lucas Talbot, and Dalton Heinen. More free throw coming up for Cruz with 26 seconds left. 58-45 our score. That one is good as well. Far side wing, driving baseline, and a whistle and a foul on the floor against South Central. On the drive on the baseline from Lucas Talbot, the 6-foot freshman. Also in the game for the Eagles is Gavin Shaughnessy. First free throw is too strong. 19.6 seconds left to go. Postgame coverage coming up after this. Be sure to stay tuned. Wrap this one up. Second one's no good. Rebound for South Central. It's Jace Rutherford. Haven't seen him much in the second half. He has four personal fouls. He picked his fourth foul up about midway through the third quarter. 8 seconds left. And they're going to hold on to it. And 59-45 is going to be your final after a 20-point fourth quarter effort from the Timberwolves. To step aside for our postgame coverage, coming up next here at 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Flash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansas.
finishes fourth place at state after falling 59-45 in third place game to the South Central Timberwolves. Jared Sluppy back with you from Great Bend, Kansas for one last time on the campus of Barton Community College. Now to dish out your final stats. First for South Central, leading the way in scoring was Jamie Sarmiento. He's your player to bank on, brought to you by Farmer State Bank. He was 6 of 10 shooting, 6 of 6 from the free throw line, and he had 4 steals and 5 rebounds. 10 points apiece for Jack Bird and Gavin Ewell, 9 points for JT Cruz, and 8 points for Heath Powell. And for Axtell, 13 points for Landon Schmitz. The freshman was 6 of 8 shooting and 1 for 3 from the free throw line with 5 rebounds. Also, 10 points for Brandon Schmelsley, 4 of 8 from the free throw line with 5 assists. 8 points for Grady Bussing. 7 points for Isaac Detweiler with 7 rebounds. And 5 points for Eli Brockstrom, and 2 points as well for Grant Bussing. So this was a rough one here tonight as Axtell, I think they were a little bit shell-shocked from what happened last night. But either way, they're able to get a fourth place medal, and they'll go back home after a fantastic season and get ready for track and field starting up. As mentioned, first meet coming up on April 4th. That's going to do it here from Barton. Your final score once again, 59-45. Axtell gets fourth place at state. Jared Sluppy, one last time. Kurt back in the studio. Thanks for listening. You've been catching Class 182 State Basketball here at 92.1 KMZA.